You were now on the site of a smaller room on the side of the hot bathhouse. This was the Laconicum, the hottest room. Slaves might have issued wooden sandals here, as the floor could have been too hot for bare feet. The hot bathhouse had four plunge pools set in semicircular apses, and from here you can see the foundations of two of these at either end. The whole complex is symmetrical. The layout of the baths to your right is more or less identical to that on your left, possibly one side for men and one for women. This is a common feature of Hadrianic baths. Of course, we have no way of knowing what was actually done in Rati. A small city may have simply designated certain days of the week for either sex. Roman baths opened every day of the year from about midday until late afternoon. Admission was normally on payment of a small copper coin. You might exercise first and then wash in the cold bathhouse. You could then slowly increase the level of heat tolerated by the body. Bath attendants would rub oils into the skin and sweat would bring the dirt to the surface. After using the hot baths, or if you could tolerate the even greater heat, the very hot room, the attendants would scrape off this dirty oil using a curved blade called a strigil. Finally, you would have a hot dip in a plunge pool and then wash and dry off in the cold baths. This could take the best part of an afternoon and could be combined with social gossip with friends and acquaintances and perhaps a little business. Archaeological finds tell us that board games and gaming were popular pastimes in the tepidarium, the warm room. Now walk about halfway towards the wall. The site is a scheduled ancient monument. All the masonry fragments are original and you should not climb on them. The gravel paths were laid at the time of the excavations. They mark the sites of Roman walls from which all the stones were taken away in the succeeding centuries. You may walk on these paths.